The city of Hudson will be the place for jazz this weekend. The Hudson Jazz Festival will be held Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Hudson Opera House at 327 Warren Street in Hudson. Armin Danelian is one of the musicians who will be performing this weekend, and he is the curator of the festival, which begins Friday evening with a concert.
Eight-time Grammy nominee Bobby Sanabria and his group Quarteto Ace. And that includes Peter Brainin on saxophone, Darwin Nogueira on piano, and Andy Ulau on bass. And they're going to be playing a selection of Bobby's original compositions as well as the music of West Side Story, which Bobby just recorded. And then on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock, we have the Solo Piano Summit with three amazing pianists, Kirk Nurok, Lynn Arial, and Sullivan Fortner. For lovers of jazz piano, it's a real delight. Following that, at 3 o'clock, there will be a free film screening of a film called From Residency to Legacy, The Modern Jazz Quartet at the Music Inn. The Music Inn, as you may know, was an event that happened in Lenox, Massachusetts for many years. The film features artists such as Percy Heath, John Lewis, Dave Brubeck, Gunther Schuller, and many others with fascinating collections of remembrances and anecdotal highlights. The Modern Jazz Quartet's role in developing the Music Inn's School of Jazz will be featured. And George Schuller is the producer of the film. Later that evening, Saturday, February 16th, the title of the concert is Fearless Masters, featuring NEA Jazz Master David Liebman, vocalist Jay Clayton, bassist Jay Anderson, and myself, Armin Danelian, on piano. And we'll be playing improvisations and original compositions and jazz standards in a kind of a wide-ranging program. Then on Sunday, in the morning at 11 o'clock, there will be a free workshop for youth. The leaders of the workshop will be saxophonist Mark Momas and myself, Armin Danelian, on piano, and we are the co-directors of Hudson Jazz Works. We'll be using the curriculum and methods of our annual Hudson Jazz Workshop that we've been running now for, well, we're in our 13th year. Free hands-on immersion in jazz improvisation. It's open to musicians of ages 12 and up, so it's hands-on, bring your instruments, and intermediate playing and reading ability is recommended. And then the final concert was on Sunday afternoon, this is at 3 o'clock, featuring Amir El-Safar and the Two Rivers Ensemble. Amir El-Safar is an Iraqi-born trumpeter, and he also plays an instrument called the santur, and he's a vocalist as well, and singing in the Arabic tradition, but at the same time, blending that music with advanced jazz harmonies, polyphonic melodies, and simmering grooves. So jazz and Middle Eastern music is beautifully intertwined in this dynamic ensemble, which will feature saxophonist Ola Matheson, oud player George Ziadeh, and bassist François Moutin.
As the curator, what were you trying to bring together? What kind of a blend, what kind of a mix of musical styles, what kind of flavors of jazz when you were booking these artists?
My background is a fusion of my childhood experiences, Brian, in not only jazz, but classical music and Armenian music as well. My father loved classical music and actually played the violin as a child. And as as a child growing up, we were constantly listening to Bach, Mozart, Beethoven, and I studied classical music for 12 years at the Westchester Conservatory in White Plains, New York. And then in my teens, I got into a jazz group led by a guitarist and arranger, Arthur Ryerson, and he was my jazz mentor. And he had played with Louis Armstrong and Jack Teagarden and many others. At the same time, I was attending Armenian social events and listening to the oud and the dumbek and the clarinet and, you know, the kind of belly dance music. So all of these were part of my musical consciousness growing up. And as I've matured and developed my own style of playing and writing, I found that I have interest in all these areas. And so when curating the festival, it was my endeavor to kind of bring all of these elements to the table for the jazz audience in the Hudson Valley area, which is a fairly sophisticated audience, as you can probably imagine, being so close to New York City. But yet there's a great tradition of jazz in the Albany area and in the Berkshires and in the Catskills going way back. So that's what I had in mind, that I wanted to bring together and create a sense of musical unity.
Armin Denelian is the curator of the Hudson Jazz Festival. Information is available at hudsonhall.org.